Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. It's Tuesday, July 8th, and the current time is 8:41 p.m. So, Susan Young, our secretary, I'm sorry, could you kindly call the roll for us?
Sure. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Lisa Davis?
Present.
Beth Goldberg, Carolyn Burden,
present.
Ambrose Lane, Evelyn Bethune,
present.
Stacy Davis,
present.
Okay. Susan Young, present. Tracy Rosenberg,
present.
Joe Wenzala, Andrea Turner, Jack Van Aken,
here.
Donna Warren. Madam Chair, we've met quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. I would first like to have a moment of silence for one of our audit committee members. His name is Don White. And I've known Don for going on 2 years, serving on the committee with him, but also from going to Pacifica National Board meeting. And he passed, I think it's June 19th of this year. And I'd just like to say that it really saddens me. Don was always very cheerful. He was always very happy-go-lucky guy. And he was the first chair of the local station board of KPFK. I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything. You're free to do that. Anybody else has a tribute for Don before we just do maybe a moment of silence?
This is Susan and KPFT, and I had the pleasure of meeting him several times. He had a remarkable personal history of teaching and commitment. He was one of the finest LSB members I ever saw and one of the finest PNB members. It's shocking and it's a big loss.
This is Doc.
Okay, so we have Evelyn and then Jack.
And I'll be very brief. When I came on the PNB as a very new person to the PNB, Don was one of the first people to say, come and let's go have breakfast, or, you know, come and join me for lunch. He always welcomed you into the space. And he always had incredible dialogue and insight. And because he was in education, and that's my thing, we just really had a wonderful, wonderful relationship. I miss him very, very much. But I know that whatever he's doing, activism is at the core of it. Wow. Great. Don was just a really great person.
Jack?
I'll just say that all of the tributes you may have heard, if you've heard many, they all seem to be true to me. Don was just irreplaceable. He was really that special, and it is shocking. And it's just hard to believe, but somehow we go forward without him. It's amazing.
This is Lisa. I will just say one thing, because Don and I mean, we did not always agree on everything politically. Believe it or not, somebody not agreeing with me, just a little joke, but I did appreciate his ability to be able to sit down and to talk and to present his concerns about certain things, and to literally be able to have a dialogue, and to be able to say, well, Lisa, this is why I feel the way that I feel, and, you know, to really ask some questions. And there were times when some of the questions he asked, I would, you know, when it pertained to certain things, would try to see that from his perspective, or be like, yeah, these are some legitimate points that he did raise about something. So that much I did appreciate about working with him.
Anybody else? Okay, so I'd like to close off by saying On behalf of the audit committee, Don, goodbye. We love you, and we have a silence. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now, for the business at hand, does everybody have the agenda in front of...
Sorry, I...
Okay, not a problem. I'll read it for the
thank
public.
You.
Okay. First item is roll call, 10 minutes. Approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Approval of minutes, 10 minutes. Review RFPs, 10 minutes. Next meeting date, 5 minutes. And number six, adjourn. Does anybody have any amendments to the agenda?
Move approval, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Did you get I always, excuse me, I guess. Stacy Tracy's so mixed up, forgive me. I'll get it straight before the year is over. Okay.
Was that Susan and then Lisa?
You don't need a second in committee, Susan.
You got it. Sorry.
Yeah. So, no, don't be sorry. That's fine. Okay. Does everybody read the minutes that Susan sent around? Did so well.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
You did. I thought you did a very fine job.
Thank you.
Now, there are two sets. I read them both. I read the executive session set that, of course, we can't approve here, only in executive session. Does anybody have any edits to the May 29th? I hear breathing, but I don't hear any corrections. Someone wants to move... to approve the minutes as submitted by our Secretary Susan Yeh? Miller? No?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you, Evelyn.
No, we have to unmute.
Oh, that's right. People are on mute. Okay. And I can't hear you, Susan.
It's better like that.
All righty. Here you go, Susan. Your first one. You see, Susan. Okay.
I need to mute.
I know I'm off.
Now, in terms of review of the RFPs for tonight, we do not have that many to review. And what I'm going to ask the committee to do is to please, I know everyone is pretty busy, and give us an opportunity to get more RFPs. Some members submitted the names of other places that we could send the requests to. I'd just like to get feedback from people if that is okay with them, if they're open to doing that. There was one that I forwarded to you all, but one, you know, that's just not enough.
Right.
Bill Osageda posted the RFP to Craigslist by doing it to the AICPA, and he could not do that. In terms of NABA, National Association of Black Accountants, that one wasn't done. So are people feeling like we need to do more outreach and then meet within 2 weeks, or wait and see what we get and then meet next week?
Mia?
We're open for debate.
Stop.
Yes? Yes, Evelyn?
I would say that we move forward with outreach and then also see what else we get and just come together maybe in a week with what we have, and hopefully we'll have more than just the one.
Right. Okay. Anybody else wants to opine?
Carolyn on the stack.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I noticed in the note from Phil that he said he couldn't post. the RFP to some places, but there certainly are other ways, and that would be writing to the HR person and so on and having it circulated internally somehow. Did he do that, or did I just miss that, or is somebody else supposed to do that?
No, it was he. He said he tried his very best. He even called me again today, and he just could, there was no place to post.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I could do in terms of the AICPA, I could ask my husband to help me with that. I did, to be honest with you, I did not know that he was having difficulty posting the AICPA until today. So that didn't give me much time to do anything, any follow-up, that is.
Well, my point about the posting was that it's not always possible, that sometimes you do have to write to the person in charge of the website or the company and have them posted and circulated internally.
Mm-hmm.
They may not allow outsiders to post. So.
Okay. And in terms of NABA in Cleveland, Baruti could also help me with that now that I know issue.
No problem.
Okay.
I can work on that this evening and tomorrow.
Okay. Will you be able to? I'm sorry, Evelyn. You can finish before I ask my question. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying that I will work on that this evening and tomorrow and get back with you.
Okay, not a problem. And at this point in time, what if you get any responses, let's just post them to the ESG Audit Committee Group, because that's RFC at Pacifica.
Okay.
Let everybody sees it at the same time, and they have the opportunity to read it. Okay? And if you want to see it, you need to direct it. All right.
Question?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Tracy at KPFA. Is it my turn? Can I go?
Okay. So it's Lisa, then Tracy. Anybody else?
Well, actually, Miss, you can go before me. I can wait. Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just confusing sometimes on these conference calls how to break in. I can do a quick look at one of our sort of, what's the word, nonprofit resource centers here. Northern California called Compass Point that had a couple short list of CPA firms that work with nonprofit organizations. One of them is Ghaffari, who already is one of the ones that Bill had been in contact with, but there were four or five others, so I sent a short list with the website. It went out as an email to the audit committee, and it also went to Phil. Do you guys want me to do more follow-up, or should I, at this point, leave it in Phil's hands? I looked at the websites briefly, but I didn't do a thorough investigation. So I don't know how many of them are appropriate, but it seems like one or two might be in terms of getting the RFP to them and see if they would be wanting to bid on it.
The more hands, the merrier, because we'll get it done faster. So, in other words, you go ahead.
I should feel free if they look appropriate to me to send them the RFP.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't think, does anybody have a problem with Tracy doing that? I don't.
No.
Okay, Lisa?
First of all, Tracy, you said you sent something to the audit committee as well. Is that what you said?
Yes.
An email with the websites of some of the recommended or, some of the linked CPAs, and I didn't do any more than that. So what I'm doing is checking with the committee as to whether do you just want me to send you the names, or should I potentially, if they look like they might be good, send them the RFP itself. I just wasn't sure what the protocol was for how far I wanted me to go as a member of the committee, so I was just asking. And it sounds like I should go a little further, so I guess I will.
I just want to make sure that I'm getting all of the correspondence on the audit committee list. I think it was recently added not too long ago, and WBAI held their elections for this again. Okay, thank you. And also, I wanted to just ask in terms of time frames that we're looking at now, because it seems like, of course, to do some outreach to these other people, that's going to be a little bit more time. But I just was wanting to try to get an idea of timelines and deadlines.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to that soon.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody else have anything in terms of outreach?
Carolyn here from the staff.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I remember on the one of the search committees at BAI, we had problems because different people were sending out calls and advertisements, and the responses were going to different people. So does the RFP clearly say that the responses should go to the HR director at Pacifica, or who do responses come to?
No. On May 29th, when this was approved, an email address was set up, rfp@pacifica.org.
Okay, just the RFP.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, just the email, right? Okay.
Yes. You could direct it there, or you could direct it to pnd_audit@yahoogroups.com. I mentioned earlier to have them sent there if people are going to be doing individual outreach so that we all see the responses at the same time. Okay?
Oh, okay. I thought, so you don't collect them? I mean, I thought one person would be collecting all of them. I just worried about they're going to different people and some of us never seeing some of the response.
Well, it won't go to different people if it goes to pnd_audit@yahoogroups.com or go to rfp@pacifica, or if you want to send them to me. So you have three options.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And also, if you want to keep your own copy just to make sure. But at some point in time, which is to answer Lisa's question, I guess before I get to answering Lisa's question, does anybody have any more questions on the outreach? Okay, hearing none. Okay, now to answer Lisa's question in terms of timeline, it doesn't seem possible to me, if anything is possible, that we would have responses to the RFPs by, let's say, next Tuesday or Wednesday, which would be a week from now.
Mm-hmm.
So what, let me go to the KPFTX calendar. Realistically, maybe 10 days, or 2 weeks rather. KPFTX, where are you? I know next week there is July 15th, there's nothing on the KPFTX calendar. However,
there's an LSB Finance Committee meeting that night.
Right, that's a local finance committee meeting. On the 21st, I see blanks. The 23rd is our local station meeting. Right, Carolyn? Carolyn?
Yes,
yes, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to fill that in because no one posted it here, so I'm going to fill that in when I'm done. Okay.
On which date, please?
The 23rd.
Oh, that's our LSB meeting at BA.
I said it's blank. I'm going to fill it that in.
Oh,
that
I see.
It
was the LSB. Thank you.
So,
you know, I can go on and do that, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. No problem. Go ahead and put it. I'm sure Susan will be happy about that, right, Susan?
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I happy about?
That Lisa is going to help us to post the meeting.
Woo! Lisa,
just,
you rock.
I'm just teasing you.
I know we're pretty hokey here in Texas.
Okay. So how about the 24th, July 24th? Does everyone have his or her individual calendar?
That
may not be for me. It's okay, but this is Tracy at KPFA. I'm not sure I can make it on the 24th.
Did I hear Evelyn say something?
24th, I believe, is fine, but after that, I'm not good until the 29th.
Okay. How about the 29th for everybody? Is that good?
That's okay.
Okay. 29th? Okay. Great.
So we're going to, this will be the 29th. I'll just go on and add that in since I'm here.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you to do them both while you're in there. Okay.
Right.
Yay. Thank you.
So let's So 8:30 p.m.
8:30.
Eastern Standard.
And we need to do a checkup. Checkup meaning we need to, let's say, on the, oh boy, on the 18th, I'd like to just follow up with people if I don't hear anything. This is for where folks are. So I will do that. So, Susan, could you please include in the minutes to just do a just checkup, RSV checkup?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. RSV, RFP. RFP response checkup.
All right.
On when?
The 18th.
Okay. And on July 18th. And you will do that?
Yes. But between both of us, you know, just as a reminder, you might want to just put something out asking people, you know, how are we doing, okay?
You bet.
Okay. Because Evelyn, Carolyn, Jack, and I, we're going to be inundated there with P&B stuff.
You
that
got
will
it.
Help. All right. So it looks like, oh, one more thing. I guess it takes two-thirds to amend the agenda, or I would just like to suspend the rules for a second. I just recall that we wanted to come up with questions to ask the prospect, a list of questions. So could I just suspend the rules to see people, just to add that, to talk about that for 5 minutes? Do I hear any objections? Okay. We need to have a list of questions to ask these people. So could I ask people to send me their questions by the Friday the 25th? Just so I could compile them and have them ready for the 29th.
And list of questions.
Let's give everybody a lot of time.
Right. To Nia by July 25th.
Right.
And then you will compile them and circulate them?
Right. And then, Susan, I'd like for you to post to our listserv a reminder to people to please have these to me.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Does anybody have anything else? I think we're done. Does anyone have anything else?
Just a question. Sorry, I'm a little bit behind the curve here, but are we getting questions for the RFP from any organization that does this, or are we starting from scratch ourselves? I saw in the minutes somewhere that I thought Lonnie was going to send some.
Right. So I will. When Susan posts, she could CC Lonnie and Nicole. And whatever resource you guys have in terms of accounting, Evelyn should be able to come up with all the questions. Right, Evelyn? Evelyn is on mute, or she's ignoring
Evelyn,
me.
Evelyn is great with questions.
Evelyn
she comes up with zingers.
Okay, I'm coming. Here I am. Okay, now, yes, you're right.
So Carolyn, if you have, there's an organization, if you want to go on the website, what are good questions to ask a prospective external auditor for a not-for-profit, whatever resource come up, I'm sure you'll be good at that, then do that.
I'll okay. Look. I hadn't thought about it, but thank you. I will certainly look. And are we expecting some from Lonnie?
Yeah. I'll ask them to send them. I'll also ask Paul.
And there are also probably some standard questions.
Right.
Because of the kind of audit that we can ask them, and I can pull some of those together over the next day or so.
Right.
If that will be helpful.
Anything else?
Can I just recap a moment, because I kind of got like distracted and I can't type, talk, and listen at the same time. So just in terms, so I know people are going to start, you know, submitting, letting people know about the RFPs. And what did we talk about a deadline that we had hoped to receive all of the RFPs by? Did we say that?
If we do a checkup, on the 18th, maybe, yes. That's a very good question, Lisa. How about if we say, would we like to give them until the 24th, let's say?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's good.
Yeah. So the deadline for everyone is the 24th. Okay?
All right.
And in the reminder, Susan, I guess you could just emphasize that also, please.
And just one other question. Since we have the deadline to receive the RFPs by the 24th, we want to have a deadline again for ourselves in terms of approaching organizations, sending the information to them or posting with them, however we do that.
I think folks should start that tomorrow.
Okay.
And the posting, and that is the deadline.
Yes, this is Tracy. So the actual RFP letter, the final version, is now officially up on the Pacifica website. I can find it if I look there, or it's still not.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know. I'd have to go and check or ask Phil.
Can you get Phil to maybe send us all a copy?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Could you send out the final copy on the Yahoo group? I just want to make sure that what I send out is the final, and not some earlier draft of it.
Okay. I sent out the link for the Craigslist ad, and that should be in there. I sent that. Now, who was that? Was that Tracy or Stacy that just spoke?
This is Tracy, who's confused and feel like she has multiple versions and isn't quite sure which is the one.
Okay.
Maybe my problem and not yours, but I'm wondering if you could send it out just one more time.
Yes, not a problem. I will send it out again.
So much.
Now find out. So the two questions are the website posting. Website posting and the Craigslist. Okay. All righty. Anything else?
I don't think so.
No? Everybody's nice and quiet, sedated? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn, or?
You heard it.
Okay. Lisa, what time is it, Lisa?
What time is it? It's 9:10. It's hammer time now. 9:10. See,
it's 9:10 in the
PM Eastern Standard Time. Although I am in New Jersey, but that's okay.
You still go by Eastern Standard Time, huh? Not
exactly.
I tell you, this is such an excellent thing. I don't think I've gotten off a call this quickly.
Although we must admit that the sweltering heat works to our advantage, because nobody wants to go on very long with these calls.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much as usual. So we will be chatting, I guess, via email on the 18th, and in person on the, what did I say the date was? 29.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night,
bye.
People. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.